You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
All right, the Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome if you have just tuned in. 8 minutes past 1 p.m. All right, so it is not in an attempt to overanalyze what might be the political unfolding of the Nigerian reality that brings about the conversation this afternoon. But in the same breath, it is for the sake of what is to come 2023 for all Nigerians that we choose to uphold the conversation, to sustain it, to evaluate it, because these facts, these political positions, these political stance are what informs what people will do. It's the philosophy of, say, an aspirant, for example, a desire, a vision of the aspirant that leads the people forward. And if the people choose to go where a leader goes, then there is a going forward. If a people do not go where a leader goes, then there is one no leader, and then there is no going forward. So what I believe is our responsibility as media is to furnish you with both an opportunity to air your views, depending on what political conversation is on the air, but even more importantly, to the best of our abilities, bring to you what's in the news. And so today, I'm persuaded that you've had a conversation around the chat at the Chatham House yesterday. It aired yesterday. While on the show, a caller called in and told us what he thought was his opinion of what was happening. And of course, I had to do due diligence by watching the video myself. And look, there's sometimes you don't want an opinion, but today I'm not even asking you if you don't. I think that this is somewhat déclassé for the APC PR body, you know, like sometimes you would think maybe a strategy is necessary. Yeah, I would think, well, sometimes a strategy is necessary, particularly when competition is tight, when people are on the verge of what might be a choice to be made for a future that they're in pursuit of. Yeah, maybe things should look a certain type of way. I mean, of course, we're aiming for good intentions, but I'm even just speaking on the marketing front. But believe me, I'm only one Nigerian, and then there is everyone else. And it's for this reason that I'm opening this conversation once again to the observation and, of course, eventual contribution of all Nigerians, specifically those who are undecided, voters who are undecided on one hand. I think we can assign about 40 minutes to this conversation, given that you've already had it. I think much can be said for the political parties individually, but today we just want to focus on, which is something we've ever done on the Sunny Side before, you know, just focusing on the APC, particularly because this is, say, the first international appearance Tinubu is making since the campaign started. So on one hand, maybe some of you have had the question, which is, if he isn't speaking to Nigerians or making appearances locally, is he disregarding us locally to make international appearance? Well, that's one question. And then there is what might appear to be the social, a situation that's quite disconcerting when a man is in the room, but then people speak for him. And so social media is pretty much deep in its head with opinions and I think what radio affords us is maybe a collecting of opinions and a sieving through what might be sensible, informative. And in this regard, I would even say opinions that explain the situation. So social media, all over social media, they're saying, well, why is he here signing questions? In fact, that was exactly what the caller yesterday said on the show, that the aspirant was reassigning the questions that were assigned to him. And towards the end of the conversation, a lady asked him, she put out a statement saying, well, the questions are asked to you, and given that you are the one who occupied the office, we would like to hear from you. That was a very, very good observation, and even more importantly, she put it directly to him. And I was waiting for him to at least defend that And I think he forgot. And to be honest, I personally think, because you know how it is where they ask you too many questions, you remember some, you don't remember others. And so they have to like remind you what the questions are. So I honestly think he forgot to answer that. The only other one which he gave answer to, The only one he gave answer to was the question she asked him towards the tail end of the chat. She said, "Well, you're not speaking to Nigerians, and we think as one who's seeking votes, you should speak to Nigerians." And he said something. I think it's better you hear it from him, because I'm about to make a statement, and just so that you understand the import of my statement.
Deloitte, the original replacement, degree certificate from them. Yes, you want to wrestle with the pig, you got to live with the dirt. That's what I'm doing. I go into politics, knowing fully well that it's a muddy water. Smog will come. You will have to live with the dirt and make sure you are upright to finish the job. Thank you. Any part of it that I didn't answer? That
one-to-one conversation.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Hey, be quiet.
Why? I see myself as a marketable individual. Want to use me to make money, and I'm saying no.
All right. So you remember that the APC put out, I think it was November? Yeah, exactly, November. There was supposed to be a debate. There was a debate scheduled for November 1st week, thereabout, and the APC didn't make an appearance. And after the debate or the town hall, they put out a letter giving reasons. So now we must replace the word reasons with excuse, because now we even have even better insight to replace excuse with intent. So they said that the aspirants pretty much had a tight schedule unavailable, and for that reason, he couldn't make it. And one would say, well, you can excuse an absence. You can excuse his absence if there are justifications, if there's a reason why he couldn't make it because he had a prior engagements. Yeah, so you can excuse that. But with this statement, that's the thing. It's saying that maybe you should sustain your assumptions. That's what it implies. Well, if whatever your assumptions are as to why the APC presidential candidate is not making an appearance, well, maybe you should sustain it. But even more interestingly, he has helped you by saying, well, look, I'm a marketable individual. I'm famous. I'm the guy. And you want to make money from me. And I say no. So I would say, well, we're going to replace the assumption that it's a schedule, it's an issue with conflicting schedules. We're going to replace that with, it's more intentional. It's that he is implying that it's not as if I can't make it. It's more like I will not make it because you're trying to make money from me. So he has a right to that, except given that he's running for office, I want to get your point of view on that, particularly if you are persuaded by the mandate of the APC, if you are undecided, if you're a Nigerian who's seeking So something needs to be explained, and that's just all. Now, you see, you don't need to convince any Nigerian. I think all Nigerians are in pursuit of this new Nigeria, whether Igbo, Yoruba, Hausa, and every other tribe in between. We're all in pursuit of a new Nigeria, and the pursuit of a new Nigeria calls all Nigerians to the responsibility to be informed, because we have only that much time to make a decision on a candidate that we want to take us forward the next 8 years. Right? Good. So if you're persuaded by the mandate of the party, what you can help do this afternoon, and believe me, the floor is yours. You don't need to convince the rest of the listeners. What you might need to do is explain what it is. For example, where the man who occupies office is asked a question, and this is the time where people would love to hear from him as to what his visions are, aspirations are, what his intent is for the nation. And I'm not even sure why, but I'm trying to accommodate the possibility that there is a rationale behind that singular act, that there is some center, there's something, this logicality to that action, where he reassigns the question. All right, maybe you need some insight. Hold on a second. Well, I think you've heard it. He actually reassigns the question, I think, twice or three times. You know, he reassigns it the first time, and I'm thinking, okay. Then he does it again the second time, reassigns the questions. And then I thought, let's talk on Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Open Thought Tuesday.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. The man in the room is spoken for. Let's hear what you have to say about that. You can explain it. I guess we might have oversight. Hello, welcome to the show. What's your name?
How are you doing, Joyce?
Afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, this is Remy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was the one who called yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A friend who heard my call told me I was an alarmist, that it was unnecessary. But I'm glad the chat went round, it became viral. And the narrative now out there by the Tinubu's people out there is they are trying to tell us he's showcasing those he work with when he becomes the president. That is why he has signed those questions to them, which doesn't probably make any sense to me. They are only voting one person, him, who is going to be the president. What he did yesterday was like, I'm going to an exam hall. Since I can't answer the question, I need to bring people in with me. That is cheating.
I'm trying to find out whether there's a question I should ask to allow for the possibility that we can explain what happened. Is there any explanation for what happened?
Joyce, it was an eyesore. I wasn't expecting that in the first place. Because in certain miles, over the years, global best practice, you go there, you explain your strategy manifesto to the public, and you're being questioned. And you are the one taking the question by yourself, not by proxy.
Okay. Now, let's move forward real quick because the telephone lines are ringing. I want to, speak to other people. So what's the end? The lady asked him the question of, we want a one-on-one conversation with you. And his response is, I'm a marketable individual and you want to make money from me, and I say no.
You feel the arrogance in his voice, even what he said. And this is not the first time. You get. So for someone who believes if you are not worthy enough to be spoken to, doesn't deserve our vote.
Thank you very much for calling.
If you are a leader, if you want to lead us, then you should be ready to speak to us. Don't try to, and what happened today shows that he's trying to dodge the debate. He won't be able to answer questions by himself. Tinubu is senile, and it's very obvious.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Now, believe me, if you are a supporter of the party, you believe the mandate. In fact, sometimes you might even believe the mandate, and you're pretty much maybe indifferent about the party. But given that the mandate is within the party, then you stand on the mandate in support of the party. I guess there's something here that you can simplify. I want to believe that there is something we can see that you can, and for that reason, I'm allowing you to explain that. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. It's Open Thought Tuesday. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome. Tell us your name real quick. Go ahead.
This is Grace.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, the man I've told you.
Turn off your radio.
Sorry, guys. The man I've told you that the middle call. What is the meaning of the middle call? Hello, Joyce.
Go ahead.
A middle call means it's my turn. The man said it's his turn to be the president. So all these complaining, Nigerians are complaining.
No, hold on a second. Please stop saying Nigerians are complaining. I'm asking you a question. I want to believe that you have a response to what the conversation is. It's not a complaint. It's an observation.
Okay, Nigerians are not complaining. For me, Joy, day one, I said it. This is the biggest mistake that man made coming out of this presidential whatever. Those who are advising him, they're not helping him. They're not helping him at all.
All right, thank you very much for calling.
The man is coming up now.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. You on the Sony side. Hello, welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. Yeah, always remember that. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Okay.
I think you know that. Hello, welcome to the show. The Sony side.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
It's comrades.
Go ahead.
God bless you. And in the first place, I respect Aswadi Tinubu. But I want to tell you something. I don't want anybody to psychologically and sociologically disrespect Nigeria. First of all,
sorry, go back. Wait, stop. What did you say?
What I'm saying is that I don't want anybody to psychologically and sociologically disrespect Nigerians by not coming for debate. He is not the first presidential debate of 1999 to 2019. Olufoye and Obasanjo debated. So he's supposed to come and adopt his grandchildren, his brothers and sisters, and Nigerians not going to North and campaign. And abroad.
Hold on, do you understand what it means to assign questions to other people while the man is in the room? Like the one to whom the questions are directed to is in the room, but the questions are reassigned.
Okay, yes, and maybe he's showing that he has people that can talk to him. Now, let me tell you.
No, he's showing that he has people who can talk for him.
No, and I don't accept people that will talk to him, talk for him. Let him come and talk to us. And let me tell you what he's avoiding. He has avoided not coming to tell us, is it for Dodo? Is it for Gary? Is it for Kuli Kuli?
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Thank you.
PDAPC.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side. My name is George. We're really trying to understand this because, believe me, I would love to point you to the psychological implications of this, and I'm hoping you're more than willing to join me as we try to peel back what might have been obvious to the eyes. We'll be right back. My name is Joyce. Don't go anywhere. The Sony side. All right, in their absence, we would further the conversation. Pardon the interruptions. It's that time of the year. All right, if you have just tuned in, welcome to the show. Okay, so maybe this is a new type of government. Yeah, and goodness, I despise myself for trying to make up all the things that sound like an excuse. And I'm not giving you these excuses to suggest to you even remotely that this is exactly what it is. I'm sharing it with you to contend with it. Except you accept something, it shouldn't be given to you. And if it be offered to you, you do not accept it. We're right back into the conversation of what happened at the Chatham House yesterday. And I think maybe this might be a new type of administration. I think you might not hear him clearly, but let me see whether I can underscore something in your hearing. Here is presidential aspirant Tinubu.
Philosophies. I want a doctrine that I believe firmly in is teamship. Unbreakable team. To demonstrate that, I will choose the first question, assign it to Dele Alake.
Okay.
And the second question assigned to Nasiru Erufai. And third question assigned to Ben Ayade.
All right. So 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny side. Let me I hope you got that. So he was asked questions and he said he believes in a philosophy of teamship, unbreakable teamship, and chose not to answer questions directed to him. and reassign the questions to his team. It's interesting that the team would, in an attempt to answer the question, say this is what this person's administration is trying to aim at. This is what their vision is. This is. But the man to whom the questions were asked is in the room, but he is spoken for. Well, not necessarily spoken for throughout the entirety of the chat. It's that he was spoken for on some of the issues that people asked him, because in their attempt at democracy, they are voting for a philosophy that's embodied by him. But the man in the room was spoken for. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. So my guess is, let's find out. There's no point in guessing. We're on radio. Let's talk. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
Thank you for calling.
This government, be precise. This particular man, he doesn't have anything to offer. Have you ever seen a person enter the exam hall and the question was thrown directly to you? You look around and say, people, help me answer the question. Is it what exam practice? This government, they are trying to come back with everything. Everything. The God will not allow him to come back. Thank you.
Oh, goodness. She called it exam malpractice. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. If you're a supporter of the party, I'd like to hear your defense. Hello.
Go for B. Go for B party. I can never support such. You see, you can see how they want to rule us. You can see when he gets there, what is he going to do? He's going to be saying he was not the one that answered the question. They were the ones who answered the question. So automatically.
Well, he said he works with a team.
No. They directed the question to him. He directed the question to those sitting down with him. What does that mean? Do you think this man can rule Nigeria? See, we are wise now. We are woke. We are not going to vote for this type of people. They know what they are doing. They can't get him. So no matter what, he is not capable to undo Nigeria. So this is the way they are going to disgrace us if they go to the World Conference or all those things. So God forbid, Barton.
And thank you very much for calling. Are there supporters of the mandate who might want to speak in favor? Because maybe there is an oversight, you know, maybe there is something we have missed in all that we have seen with our very own eyes. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info, welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set.
Oh, yes. Good afternoon, guys.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you. Go ahead real quick.
Okay. Concerning the, I just want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I have an interview. On getting to the company, I brought in my superior in the place I was working, a professional. And a question was asked me. I now told my interviewer, sorry, please. The question you asked me, let somebody that came with me answer the question. Will I get such a job?
Well,
man is just taking us for his food, sincerely.
All right. Thank you very
much.
All right.
You.
Thank you very much for calling. So I did tell you about a few minutes ago that we have another guest in the studio. And yes, she's here in all her human glory. We are going to go off on a break and then we'll be right back. And this is a time on the clock. I have to pre-inform you of another recorded program scheduled for 15 minutes past 2. That would take us to 2:30. And from 2:30 upwards, 3 would be another recorded program. And we're grateful for radio. Now that we still have a few more minutes, let's get right into it. I have a message here. Welcome. If you have just tuned in, my name's Joyce. You're on the Sunny Side. And the message here reads, how are you sure he will not assign our sovereignty to another country when he becomes president if simple questions thrown to him can't be understood and answered by him? So, Chair, I think he understood them. It's the responsibility of answering them that he reassigns. So, Lagos, Nigeria, behold your democracy in the hands of the team that is offering themselves to be voted for. You probably have never met them or heard their name. But my question to you is, Nigeria, what sayest thou? Welcome to the show, The Sunny Side. Make it back. 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 7190. He didn't speak to Nigerians. Well, at least he gave us a reason to believe it was an excuse. But it's no longer an excuse because there is intent. It is actually a deliberate intent, and the intention is that he is marketable and you want to make money off him, and he's saying no. A right he reserves. But Nigerians must decide whether they're comfortable with a president. With a president who would not like to be exploited. Of course, it's his rights. You know, it's a reserved right, right? But he doesn't want his personality exploited. That can be implied. That's one. The other is, he is spoken for. You would have a government that within it has a sub-sect who speaks for the man at the top. Let's find out what you have to say about that. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, good afternoon. This has been on the line.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the bone of contention is this, that it was Tinubu that hold the ladder for Muhammadu Buhari to come into the throne. Because without before APC, we went joined together, because before they become APC, it was the Action Congress. So when he now joined the two together to aid Muhammadu Buhari, I believe Muhammadu Buhari have assured him he will be the next president after him. So he is fighting the battle of being used as a ladder to climb up, but only for the ladder to be thrown away. So that is the real main problem for Tinubu.
No,
but however,
that's not the question.
Hello?
That's not the question. That's not what I asked.
I know,
we're not talking about his problem.
Why can't he answer?
Well, it's not even why. Okay. It's more like, are you satisfied? You are the electorate. Are you satisfied with the leader who would be spoken for?
No, yes, we are not satisfied, but the leader who wants us to vote him, if he doesn't have the where-to-do ability, then he's not asking for the right thing. It's just like when Gani Fao Yemi tell the Abacha that he has nothing in the score to offer to Nigeria. So he was locked up. But irrespective of that, a man that does not have skeleton in the cupboard will not lock up his house. If he has enough to give out of his learned education and he's boasting and bragging, he would have answered the question.
Well, thank you very much for calling.
The ability is not there.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you? But he did say that he believes in a formidable force, a team that's unbreakable. So it does quite appear that Nigerians will be voting for a team. Well, let's talk about the hierarchy that has been in existence. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, you have Emmanuel on the line.
Thank you for calling.
I know the Jagaban very well.
Okay.
I've studied him for a while.
Okay.
And I must tell you, this man is the smartest among the candidates.
Okay.
Now, not smart in a way of fixing Nigeria, but smart in the typical politicking of the Nigeria environment. If anybody asks me, I'm going to tell the person that Bola Ahmed would have answered those questions. For people saying he's not engaging the media because he can't answer some questions, I think he's just playing games with all of us. I believe very well that in a month or weeks before the election, he's going to engage the Nigerian media and he's going to perform very well. Now, whether that translates to him fixing Nigeria, that is a different thing entirely. The thing is, this man is very, very smart.
Hold on. I mean, this is the second time you're using the word smart, and I don't want to be left out of the spice of your contribution. When you say smart, what do you mean? Like, what is that trait?
Smart in a way
Smart or cunning? Because, you know, like, is that what you... You really mean smart or you mean cunning?
I don't want to use a word that is derogatory.
No, it's not. Cunning is not derogatory. Cunning is also smart in a way. You're trying to outsmart someone. Is that what... Because that's what you're implying. So is that what you mean?
There is a way we Nigeria think. And there is a way our mind is structured.
I'm not asking you to think for Nigeria. I'm asking you to think as an... As a Nigerian, don't speak for all Nigerians. You can't do that.
What I'm trying to say is, our mindset at the back of his hand. He can read it.
So you think this is an excellent chess move?
Fantastic. That is what
I'm trying to say. Thank you very much for calling. Lagos, Nigeria, well, behold, this development, chances are you're persuaded by it. You have a conviction regarding it. And really, there isn't anything, particularly if you think you like it. If you think, well, the game of politics requires some cat in the hat type move, some magic wand, some trick, something. And you think this is one of it. I guess we want to just hear you put up a case for that. Hello, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Thank you for calling. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Alex, so calling you.
Great.
Yeah, if you ask me if I know this man, with what you've played and what I've heard about him, one, if this man was like 20 years backward, you know, younger than now, I would say, okay, he will be capable of answering by himself.
Okay.
No doubt about that. And I respect him for being a good politician. But now, with what we have all seen, do you think I'm confused? Even though we don't have another opposition.
You don't have another opposition? That's a tinkle.
We don't have any other opposition apart from these two.
Apart from which two?
The two major parties, the PDP and the APC.
There's a Labour party. There's Labour party.
Yeah, we have other parties, quite right. But no, normally we usually have that two parties.
Okay.
Develop. But now, with him going to the UK, and look at the question he was asked, and look at the way he answered them, and we think we want a president who will stand in this same kind of position to keep assigning his answers to his team. These are the same thing that I see in this present government, and you are denying they are not part of it. For me, those who don't love him are the ones pushing him to continue campaigning.
The last caller said that this is a smart move.
Yeah, see, that is his own opinion. That is not my own...
You don't think it's smart?
That is for...
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. He says he is a marketable individual and speaking to Nigerians could give avenue for his person to be exploited. And that is something to replace your excuse with. The excuse that he couldn't be there for reasons of other engagements. It's more a deliberate attempt to not be there. At least he says you would exploit his personality. So you make of that what you will. But it is as it has been said. The other question is, the man in the room being spoken for. Welcome to a new democracy. Coming your way 2023, depending on the choice that you make. Hello, welcome to the show. What's your name? Well, yeah, it's not even new. Hello, welcome. How are you?
Yeah. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Great.
Okay, I think the penultimate caller is he's spot on.
Okay.
But he's not honest enough to use the right word you suggested. The man is cunning as a fox. He's not smart. Smart is not a vice, right? But cunning is a vice. So the right word to use is cunning. He's very cunning, and he's the most cunning politician I've ever come across. So he's right about him. And what he said Tinubu is going to do is exactly what he's going to do. At some point, he's going to present himself to the media and he's going to do well. He knows Nigerian politics at the tip of his hand. Having said that, that's not a team. The people he went to Chatham House with, that's a clique. You know, it's cronyism at its best. You know, a team is, for example, you have a scientist, right? An oil and gas expert.
That's going to take a moment to explain. Let me help you.
Okay, let me just round up.
You have a minute.
he was asked a question about oil and gas, and he directed it to a politician. Another question about the economy, he directed it to a journalist. So it's not really a team per se, it's a clique. And that's a window of what is going to happen if he becomes president. It's going to be run by cabals who have only their personal interests satisfied. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I guess I can afford one more caller if you can get to your point in about a minute and a half.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Real quick, 30 seconds. That's all you got.
Please don't do questions. Go
ahead.
You see, the person we are talking about is not being cunning. It's not cunning. It's not being smart. As you see him, according to how we generally say, you don't see him finish. He has nothing. His money is too old. I mean, too old. I'm telling you. Whether you like it or not, whether people like it or not, he's too old. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Maybe. The question is, what's age got to do with it? But then the people must know what age has to do with it. Some might say, well, maybe the age is not necessarily an actual factor. Others might say, well, age is the real factor. We'll find out from you. I don't know if I can afford one more conversation because I think we can move on. My thinking is right. We have another 15 minutes on 99.3 Nigeria Info's Open Thought.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
He says he has a philosophy of working with a team, a formidable team, an unbreakable team. And so you know, some things are classic TV moments. That would be one. That would be one. Welcome to the show, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Speak up for us. Good afternoon to you. So if you're a supporter, we'd like to hear you put up a defense. Can you explain what that means? Welcome, David.
David.
Put up a defense. Great.
Hello? This is from Papa. Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes. I think concerning the manifesto on property, I think it is unlawful. It's unconstitutional. And see, what is called manifesto is not just reading what is reading to people what is written to you on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Manifesto is appealing before people. Telling the people what is your mind and ready to answer questions, not posing the question to anybody. That is manifesto. So I think Bola Tinubu has really disappointed us, especially the people of the South. Because this time, being the tone of the South is for the South, not for the North. I think I look at Atiku Abubakar is being so desperate. He's not the tone of the North.
Who are you talking about in this conversation? Hold on a second. Who are you referring to? We're talking about Tinubu here. Who are you referring to?
Yes. Okay. Now, for Tinubu now.
You are joking. Who have you been talking about the whole time?
What?
The conversation is on Tinubu. What have you been saying?
Okay. So, what I'm saying,
Well, yeah. Stick to the topic, please. Thank you. Hello. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you here. Afternoon, tell us your name. You can go ahead.
My name is Binga.
Thank you, Binga, for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, from my look of things, people are only trying to make a mountain out of
a molehill.
Yeah, because naturally, if you're a CEO of a company and you have a project to defend before your investors, you need a team of your expertise to, you know, everybody will talk, you know, from their area of expertise.
Mm-hmm.
And moreover, in this country, all you need to know is know something about everything, not everything about something.
Okay.
You don't want to know everything out of everything. It's not possible.
Huh?
Yeah, he cannot know everything.
He's not required to know everything. He's required to discuss questions. Excuse me. He's required to discuss questions that have been asked to him. The reason they asked him the question was under the pretext that he was capable of answering the questions as someone running for public office. Don't minimize it.
No. You see, it goes beyond that.
Oh, it goes beyond that. Then why shouldn't he answer it?
People like me don't expect him to start saying rubbish out of something he knows little about.
For example,
sometimes ago, when Obi was asked about climate change, he couldn't say anything out of it. You see, and when he tries to explain something about what he doesn't know, he fumbles. He evidently fumbles.
So you probably have a point. I have to be off on a break right now. We are off on a break. We'll be right back. Our programming is now on schedule. We are off on a break. We'll be right back. Well, I hope I'll be back. Otherwise, it's time now for Rally Academy. 15 minutes. And hopefully if I am back, otherwise, 3 p.m., the sun sets. My work's done. My name's Joyce. God bless you.